Moncrief on News Talk.
Lobsters have blue blood. Well, incredibly, my next guest did know that. They were just so maybe it's not that startling a fact of the day after all. Yet.
Yep.
Right, we're going to talk about the spice bag. It's gone from late night takeaway to being an Irish icon. I have to lie down reading that. Beloved by locals, hunted down by tourists and even endorsed by celebrities, it's become a symbol of modern Irish food. But as more places try to reinvent it, is the classic neighbourhood spice bag being left behind? I'm joined now by Kelly Early, columnist and co-host of For Tech's Sakes podcast. Kelly, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Very impressed with you knowing that lobsters had blue blood.
I think it must have been on the school curriculum.
I've
a long
seen anyone
ago.
Less surprised by a fascinating fact.
It's a good fact. It hit me hard when I was in school.
It means they're connected to the royal family, doesn't it, really? They're supposed to be blue blooded. So I'm a bit stunned now by these tales of the spice bag. An Irish icon?
So it's become, yeah. Well, I mean, there's an Irish artist who's named himself after spice bags. So I suppose they've become synonymous with Ireland. People are seeking them out more than they'd seek out stew or coddle at this stage. Coddle's not very TikTok friendly.
Coddle, anyway.
Doesn't look great on video.
When people ring in and say it's the nice food you'll ever taste, I really think they're just doing that for a dare.
I'd be in that camp now. I really like
you
it.
You love the coddle, do you?
I do love the coddle. More than a spice bag.
More than a spice bag?
Yeah. My dad's probably listening now. He makes a fantastic coddle. So maybe it's just my family's coddle. This is another thing that's very contentious. Like the spice bag topic is everyone thinks their family makes the nicest coddle as well. But that's a whole other conversation.
Visually, it gets off to a bad start.
It's very unappealing.
It's anemic looking. Yeah. It just doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not. Everything looks raw on it.
Yeah, it's not right. Yeah. It's not right.
But anyway, that'll set off the text. I guarantee you that. But anyway, but if they're saying that people come here to check out the Guinness storehouse, they should go to Howth Head, they should ramble around the Temple Bar, and they should order a spice bag.
Yeah, so I suppose like food tourism in Ireland is kind of marked by the Bambino pizzas and the Doom slices and that kind of stuff.
Bambino pizza, phenomenal.
That is a lovely pizza, to be fair.
Yeah.
But spice bags are also very high on the list for a lot of tourists. I was looking through Reddit during the week and so many Americans were like, this is top of my list, this is my biggest
priority. How has that happened?
I don't know. I think TikTok and Reels and stuff like that have made it look very appealing. And to be fair, it is a food that can be very attractive in a photograph, you know.
So it used to be if an American president came here, they were photographed with a Hurley and a pint of Guinness. So it's going to be a spice bag now, honestly.
Could be. I'd say Donald Trump would enjoy when he eats a lot of McDonald's.
Eat nine of them quickly. Go on.
He won't be president much longer after that.
It's the best plan we have. Right. And have they kind of evolved, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the first one was somewhere in Temple Oak, I think, invented
the
it.
First one,
yeah,
really?
Back in like 2009 or so. But by 2012, when Just Eat and all those takeaway apps became very popular, people began to notice them. Then by 2016, so I think it was about 10 years ago, they really picked up traction. There were Facebook groups. I was in the Facebook groups back then where people were comparing them and reviewing them and rating them. And certain ones got very popular at that time. And I don't think a lot of the OG spice bag consumers are still eating them
alive.
As often. Yeah, not alive. Yeah, they haven't made it this far. I certainly gave up eating them a long time ago.
What stopped you?
That I found I was getting worse hangovers from spice bags than I was from drinking. So you wake up very dry mouthed the next day.
I found every time like my kids get them, every time they do, I just find all I can taste is salt. I just keep going.
Yeah.
A lot of salt, lads. A lot of salt.
Some people like that. So
that's
you pick at them
you
or you couldn't eat a whole bag.
You know, two or three chips, I'd say.
Yeah.
God, it really is phenomenal to say. I'm just saying if the Irish diaspora was kind of a bit behind this too.
Definitely. I've seen spice bag shops open in Australia and Sydney. I've seen pop-ups in London and food trucks in London that have them. There's obviously Irish people all over the world who move away and there's a couple of foods they miss. The classic deli sausage roll, the chicken fillet rolls and that kind of stuff.
Battered sausage.
Of course, battered sausage. Just chipper in general, I'd say. And spice bags, they saw a big opportunity to feed them to the diaspora abroad. So that's probably getting the news around a bit abroad as well as social media.
Yeah.
I think TikTok brought them to an audience that they wouldn't have reached on Facebook 10 years ago. People love food videos in general, and there's people who dedicate their whole TikTok accounts to trying different spice bags around Ireland, you know, so.
Is there a consensus of where the best ones are?
Oh, I would say a lot of people argue about this, to be honest. Sunflower was the one in Temple Oak that I mentioned. A lot of people really like Starry Night on Pier Street. My favourite at the minute would be Hoi One in Finglas. My sister had to drive me out there a while ago because it's not in my delivery range. And I was very curious about it when I saw it on social media.
What's so good about it?
It's just one of those places that, you know the way you get a Chinese and sometimes the chips are a bit of a flop and then sometimes yes. the chips are excellent. So it starts off on a strong note with the chips in Hoi One. They're very good chips and they've decent chicken as well. It's not the stringy, tough stuff that you end up getting in some other Chinese takeaways.
There are a few other things about the spice bag which it has in its favour. There's enough food in it to keep a small army going.
Yeah, you definitely get, when you come home drunk with a spice bag, you end up with a bit left in the fridge to reheat the next day. And I certainly, like, I think a lot of the portions, it's rare now that you get something that good value for money where you can split it with someone else for €8 or €9, you know?
I've got it where my two girls have got it and I've arrived home and thought, did you not eat any of it? Because when you open, they get the big ones. I might
they're
too.
Huge. They're about the size huge. Of a baby, yeah.
They hardly fit in the fridge. You need help lifting them.
Yeah, and people will get the rice and the curry and everything else and add yes. it on as well. Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's definitely the breakfast the next day. So, I mean, it seems like they've reached, it depends where you want to go for the best ones. But are people starting to mess with the magic now?
Definitely. This is one thing that's driving me mad is every time I go into a restaurant, I'm seeing spice bags on the menu in Boujum at the minute. They're doing a Mexican spice bag. I've seen spice bag pizzas in Apache and Mazzoni. Everywhere you go, it doesn't really matter what the cuisine is in restaurants. A lot of them are adding spice bags to the menu, probably in the hopes that some hapless tourist will come in and they won't know what they're getting. And they'll see spice bags and they'll be like, oh, I saw that on social media, I'll try that. And then they're getting something that's very far from, I suppose, the original one. So I guess I'm a bit of a purist myself.
I get the impression to be, you know, really the total purist. It needs to be 1 o'clock in the morning and you're queuing outside somewhere, really.
I think there's the 1 o'clock in the morning, but there's also the classic, the night before the toy show when the kids are together or Christmas Eve, those kind of, I think in winter.
There are moments that lend themselves to a spice
that's
bag.
It, yeah, absolutely.
The only time. I can't get over the celebrities leaning in on this. Somebody saying Mick Jagger had a spice bag. No, he gave a spice bag shout out when the Stones played in Dublin. He did. Do you know what? I actually got a spice bag that night. I was at Rolling Stones that night and I got a spice bag.
So maybe the shout out was indirectly to you.
Yeah, it worked for me anyway. Yeah. So, but people who've had them include Florence Pugh.
So Florence Pugh and Margot Robbie, they haven't had them, but they've talked extensively about how much they want to try them. I don't know if it necessarily works itself into the celebrity lifestyle and diet very easily.
I think people at that level, if they eat a sandwich once a year, it's an achievement. So yeah. I think the idea of them having a spice bag.
Now, the thing with Mick Jagger is he's lived the rock star lifestyle. I'd say that'd be the least of the worries for him.
I think Mick pretended to live the rock and roll lifestyle. You know that? So, I think the man hasn't touched it.
You think he's been in Pilates the whole
time? I think he's been in Pilates since the late 60s.
And matches.
Totally. 100%. Did you hear him on the new album?
No.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. He sounds like 20-year-old. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
No,
he is still
phenomenal.
Throwing himself around.
There's no spice bags going on there.
None at all.
You'd see it in his DNA.
Yeah.
So people are messing with them. Are there spice bag pizzas on the go?
Yeah, McDonald's Curry have a partnership with Apache at the minute where they're selling the curry and the pizza together. And it's not the chips on the pizza, it's just the chicken, but it's... Yeah, as if the spice bag wasn't enough to be putting in your body at once. Now it's on top.
To be honest, all this talking about it is starting to give me a bit of a hankering. Yeah. I would have said coming in just wouldn't touch them. But if they put one in front of me now, I'd have to have a think about it.
Well, that's it. They've become so ubiquitous now. You could walk into a petrol station and get one if you want.
There's a thought. You know? Kelly, listen, thanks very much for that. Lovely talking to you. Kelly earlier, columnist and co-host of For Tech's Sake podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.